These are your points of power from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at the first verse. And you should follow my example just as I follow Christ. Mm-hmm. Verse 2, I am so glad, dear brothers, that you have been remembering and doing everything I taught you. Verse 3, but there is one matter I want to remind you about, that a wife is responsible to her husband is responsible to Christ, and Christ is responsible to God. That is why if a man refuses to remove his hat while praying or preaching, he dishonors Christ. Verse 5, and that is why a woman who publicly prays or prophesies without a covering on her head dishonors her husband, for her covering is a sign of her subjection to him. And, you know, this opens a huge can of worms, mm-hmm. because, you know, there were different things, different commands for preaching, prophesying, praying, all of this good stuff.
Yeah.
And Paul was saying that they needed to be reminded that there was a way they were supposed to conduct themselves as believers.
Right.
Remember, they are in the city of Corinth, and Corinth is this huge port city. I'd say about 150,000, almost 200,000 people, but most of them were idol worshipers.
Right.
And see, a lot of people think that these churches where he established, these cities where Paul established churches were all Christian.
Right.
That's not the truth.
Say, not at all.
That's far from that. And so there was a way that the believer had to look.
Right.
There was a reason that they had to cover their heads,
yeah.
because, you know, the folks who were worshiping at the temple of Aphrodite,
yeah.
or Venus, whichever one you are, Greek or Roman, they always conducted themselves in a certain way.
Yeah.
So the believer had to not just look the part, but be the part.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it comes out in the example of the lifestyle that we live. That's what Paul would say, follow me, be an imitator of me, follow
right.
my patience, follow my faith. Not, you know, just in a sense, I'm just following you blindly. No, follow the confidence you see in me, follow the consistency, the patience that you see at work in me. And then he says, there are some certain rules that we have in place. There are some principles and lifestyles, as you say, the examples that we set forth. If we're going to be in ministry, if he's going to teach, let him have his head covered. You know, a woman is not going to come in here and she's going to be uncovered, because he shows the symbolism of what she is to do, the
right.
covering and the symbolism of a helpmate. So Paul says, here's the art of how we're going to do it, which is going to distinguish us and make us look different from those who are idol worshipers.
There
so it's about order, because sometimes we forget about the principle of order. It's about order in the church.
Yes.
God has certain things that we do. There's certain things set in order. There's certain liberty, and then there's rules that he gives to leaders to put in place for their particular ministry. Certain things work in certain places.
Right, right.
You know, certain things at other places, it may not work for you. But as long as the basic principles, being an imitator, husbands loving your wives,
right.
Paul says, as long as these things are in order, this is how the church should look and church should operate.
And Paul did not say women could not pray.
Yeah.
And he did not say women could not prophesy.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
a matter of fact, you see here in this text that they were doing that.
It.
But what he yeah. said was the order of it is cover your head
yeah.
as a sign of submission, not only to Christ, but to your husband and to the laws and rules of the church.
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
Real simple.
Plain and simple.
So there you have it. Women can pray and prophesy.